Welcome to the Power Sports Podcast. Today, we have a special guest, Elliot Markussen from Team USA, joining us for an insightful conversation. Welcome, Elliot.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. To start, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, like I said, my name's Elliot Markussen. I'm 29 years old. I'm from the United States. I'm from the state of Mississippi, which for, I don't know if anybody that doesn't know the United States, it's not only a river, but it is an actual state in the South, hence my accent a little bit. Not a lot of people come from the state of Mississippi. I played college football, probably at the highest level in the country in the SEC at the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. From there, after I graduated, I moved overseas to China to be a teacher and an American football coach, which we'll get into a little bit later. And then after that, when I came home, I transitioned into a winter sport and representing my country in the sport of bobsled.
Okay, very good. And can you walk through the key moments and challenges that define your transition from being an American football player at the University of Mississippi to becoming a national champion in bobsled as a Team USA athlete?
Yeah, I think a lot of it are, I tell people there's not just one, you know, end all be all, you know, tip, trick, hack, you know, shortcut to achieve in an athletic competition. I think a lot of determination, perseverance, the handling of a lot of adversity. I would like to say I've had more adversity in my sports career and life in general than success or luck, right? You know, I've had amazing coaches, amazing mentors, teammates, all the way from, you know, high school football all the way up to competing now, right? Even as a current athlete with Team USA Bobsled, I wouldn't be where I am without my teammates, right? And the whole apparatus. I think, a lot of it's mental toughness, a lot of adversity, a lot of doing the small things right. And through that, you know, constantly day in, day out, try to get 1% better. Well, you know, it's the law of returns, right? You'll eventually get to the point where you'll see success. You just got to keep showing up every day and doing the little things right. And a fun fact, I think I'm the first ever bobsled athlete from the state of Mississippi. So it's always cool to be the first of something. I like to say that's better than any races I've participated in. So, yeah.
Well, that's really amazing. You also mentioned your experience in your role as educator and football coach in China. How have these diverse experiences influenced your approach to sports?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being able to balance sports and life in general and what you're passionate about can make you not only a better athlete, a better teammate, a better friend, and a better, you know, leader, right? My time in China was incredibly influential on me as a young man, as an athlete, as somebody that was trying to find his way, you know, in this world. I got to meet and become friends with individuals from all over the world. I tell people I learned more in the short year that I lived in China than I did my entire 4 years of undergrad, just from communication, right? Learning how to empathize with people from different cultures, learning, you know, the basic universal, I would say, you know, social cues of, you know, a hug, a handshake, a smile, right? Those transcend boundaries. And along with that, sport and food, man, those are the two things that'll bring people from different nationalities, opinions, countries to a table, right? So that's
Well, that's an amazing experience. And how did you find yourself, you know, meeting with different culture, different nationalities? I mean, how do we see sports as a unifier, you know? Because we mentioned a lot about barriers and things like that, but do you think that sports can help actually to keep, you know, out those barriers, for example, you know, whether it's China and other countries?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so. And you see it all the time with the Olympics, major sporting events, right? Like the World Cup in your football, right? The Super Bowl in American football. I think that as a sport diplomat, I think that sports in general can play a bigger role in public diplomacy, allowing countries and nations and individuals from different groups to come together to appreciate essentially what the games are, and have a more in-depth and meaningful conversation. At the same time, using sports as a way to tackle, you know, major conflicts or issues or topics in the world. I think I like to think, you know, the spirit of the original, you know, Olympics, right? The games in Greece when athletes from all over different city-states would come together, and it was a way for ancient Greeks to essentially bond, right? I mean, it's kind of the spirit of the Olympics and sport in general.
Okay, well, very, very good. And looking ahead, what are your future goals and aspirations?
Yeah, this is a big basket. I think, you know, continue competing in the sport of bobsled and representing my country is a huge honor. It's a blessing that I don't take lightly. And I just can't thank again, you know, all my friends, mentors, coaches, teammates now. I wouldn't be the athlete or man I am now without everybody along the path that have supported me. Future goals and aspirations, I want to keep developing sport diplomacy overseas, right? As a sports diplomat, going overseas and talking to groups, individuals, teams, governments, right, about the power of sports. I think, too, I have a big passion with expanding the game of American football overseas. So getting more and more involved with that. I have a YouTube idea, a documentary idea I want to try to get into a little bit more after my competition career is over in bobsled. I want to kind of travel around and highlight different cultural sports unique to different different countries, and document it for people to see that might not know about them. So be an international speaker. I think that's something that it's in the cards as well. So a lot of things going on, a lot of different avenues. I'm an avid traveler. I don't know if we touched on this, and a lifelong learner. So anything that I can do to keep expanding my horizons, keep learning, whether new language, you know, instrument, different frames of thought, right? I want to keep expanding. I think it's important to, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? That's kind of a mantra that I have. And a lot going on, and it's so exciting and awesome to meet individuals like yourself and have these meaningful conversations. I think that's how, you know, sport and growth and everything, they expand, right?
I agree with you, and I think that's a pleasure also to discuss with you. I mean, you never know what also kind of collaboration we can have. You know, you mentioned about documentary, and also had this idea, and you never know what can happen, because I think even on my side, living 4 years in the US, being an athlete there, playing soccer, we call it as you say. I've just had an amazing experience, and I would love also to share what it means, you know, into reality. And sometimes I like to say it was being, you know, in a dream but awake, and that's sometimes it's really hard for me to explain exactly what I felt. But again, and for you also being an American football player, then, you know, moving forward to a bobsled, I think that's an amazing experience. But also having this open mind, you know, just to discover the world and share your experience, I think that's just amazing. I also have a bonus question, Elliot. I'm really curious to hear your thought on the iconic, you know, Jamaican bobsled team. I mean, how do you perceive their impact on the sports and the broader narrative of diversity and inclusion in winter sports?
Yeah, I would say that the Jamaican bobsled team is more popular in the United States than the United States team is, and for good reason, right? Like, the movie, everyone knows the movie Cool Runnings, right? And it does a good job of kind of showcasing the sport. It doesn't really get into the nitty grittiness of bobsled. Bobsled's a very blue collar sport, meaning that it's a working man sport. You get your hands dirty. We do all the sled work. You know, we do all this training just for, you know, 50 to a minute going down the ice. So I like to say that, you know, we only spend maybe 15-20% of our time actually sliding down the hill in our sleds. The rest of it's training and working on the sleds. So it is very blue collar. And the Jamaican team, they have done a great job of building a kind of a historic legacy and bringing notoriety to the sport. They're based out of our home base, the U.S.'s home base in Lake Placid, and the merch store at our training facility. They actually sell more Team Jamaica bobsled memorabilia than Team USA stuff, which is awesome. Wow. Right? They're great guys and girls. For diversity and inclusion and expansion of a winter sport, you know, we're starting to see now more small nation teams grow from that, right? I like to say from that. You know, a big team right now on the circuit is Trinidad and Tobago, which is another small nation, island country in the Caribbean, right? There's no ice, right? It's just sunshine, yep. Palm trees, and cool waves, right? And I think that's amazing. I think for a sport that's super, there are a lot of barriers to entry in bobsled in general, one being the elements and two being the cost of the bobsleds and the challenging nature of the sport and physicality. I would like to see the sport grow more and more by using a lot more small nations and then incentivizing them to, hey, you know, like this isn't just for France, the United States, Germany, Great Britain, right? These are for, you know, any country that can put together a team and wants to develop and compete. I think it is the nature of winter sport, major, you know, Olympic sport, as well as sport diplomacy, right? Like go and compete and collaborate with your peers on an international stage, right? You can't put a number on how that affects the world community as a whole, as athletes and as individuals.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, again, thank you so much, Elliot, for sharing your incredible journey and insight with us today. I mean, your experience definitely both on and off the track truly highlight, you know, the transformative, you know, power sports. So again, thank you. And then again, I'm looking forward to meet with you here in Paris. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you. See you.
Thank you. See you.